Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Studios, the GunBroker.com studios, the Car Arms Platinum Microphone, the Trump 2020 mug with some Defender coffee in it, going like gangbusters. All of it being presented to you today and every day by X Insurance. X Insurance. You can visit them at xinsurance.com. Premium subscribers, the audio is recorded. Going to go through it, edit a little bit of it. Should be up later today. If you want to join and check out what I have to say about them and lots of other stuff, real simple, armedamericanradio.org. Just click join now. It's only $7.95 a month, and you're going to start getting some fun stuff over there as we're building out the new website. Can't wait to get that thing rocking and rolling. And a huge thank you to those of you who are supporting the Armed American Radio broadcast right now. I've got so much to talk with you about, but here's some fun stuff, because you've been hearing me talk about for the last few months about how I have to have the Bursa 380, the Thunder. It's like a classic handgun. I haven't yet gotten it. I've been really nice about my gun purchases because I have lots of guns. I don't really necessarily need one more gun. It's a want right now, but if it comes down to practicality, I can push that purchase off. And I've been doing so I could let other gun owners who are new gun owners come into the mix and purchase handguns for themselves. And the Bursa, I have put that on hold. And I know I could go over to Gun Broker and pick it up, but right now I'm just, you know, I've got my guns right now. I'm going to leave that. We'll leave well enough alone. And I also know it's taking months and months and months, probably 4 to 5 months at least, for delivery of new guns. I know Bursa is no different than anybody else, backed up like crazy. But Rafael Del Valle from Bursa joins me for the first half of the hour today. Rafael, how you doing, my brother?
How's it going, Mark? How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, man. Was I right on my estimation as far as time from order turnaround or for to even get one in a dealer right now?
I'm sure it's no different with us, as you said, but it's crazy. If I just put all the guns, you know, front to back of what I've got on order, and you place an order today and it was first order in, last order out, you know, you're probably looking at 5 or 6 months at this point.
Man, did you ever think you'd see it like this?
No. You know,
let's talk realistically here for a while, because you and I went through, we've been doing this together in this business for a long time, the Obama years. Okay, yep. Particularly the second Obama term. We can go back to Clinton. We've been in this game a long time. But have you seen anything like this?
I haven't seen anything like this. We've seen strong business in the past. But, you know, you've got this crazy, I mean, crazy is not the word, but just a strong demand for product. And then, as you and I talked about off air the other day, and I'm sure that other people are having this problem too, you know, production becomes an issue because of COVID right now and all the regulations and all that stuff. So we've had the factory down in Argentina shut down several times because of outbreaks inside. And so it's like a double-edged sword, right? We've got this huge demand. We're selling more than we've probably ever sold. And we're producing as much as we can possibly produce, but we're not able to produce as much as we should be able to. So it's – I would have never thought that I would have seen – sales the way they are now again. You know, it's it was a slow year somewhat last year, and we were like, man, we'll never see those days again. Well, you know, be careful what you wish for, right?
Well, you know, slowdowns in production like that are never good for overall production. When you're talking about bringing lines down like that over time, you know, it disrupts everything from the supply chain through the manufacturer, through the transportation aspect of it. The manufacturing process, I know very well from my many years in the transportation field. I know the logistics of that, and I know how it works, particularly when you're talking about international shipments to boot. And, you know, each country has its different regulations and shutdowns. And then all of a sudden here, what happens? The American consumer is sitting, man, I would really like that 380. I'm one of them. Okay.
Yes.
The Thunder series, you know, or the Thunder CC concealed carry series, whatever. But I've just decided, as you know, just sit back and wait. I've got plenty of guns I can carry. Not that big of a deal. But I'm looking at these things, you know, and on the website, the MSRP is about 303 for the Thunder, 316 for the Thunder CC. What are those prices like at retail right now?
You know, I don't know what they are like right now, you know, because, you know, you can probably, as you say, go on GunBroker and see. The last time I was checking, when they were more readily available, you were seeing them at about 260, 270 out there at retail. But right now, I don't know, but retailers might be charging that $300 price range if they can get them. You know, that's the other problem.
Well, you know, I was at a couple dealers. Who was it? It was one. I'm not going to name names. And only because it's really, I'm not going to say that anybody's prices are high. I was at one. It was way farther north than me.
Yeah.
And I saw a 250 round, which is not a case of 9mm ball, running at 256 for the box at over a buck a round.
Yeah.
For 9mm ball. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Yeah,
you got to pull the Biden out on that one, man. That was way overpriced, man. Over $1,000 for 1,000 rounds of 9mm if you wanted to do the math. I mean, just not, golly, come on, dude. $1,024 or something like that. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah. January, February, you could find it for $6.99 a box, you know, easily.
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
It's incredible.
Well, what are we going to do about it? What does Bursa have right now from a manufacturing standpoint? Now, I'm looking at a current bid right now on a Bursa Thunder CC nickel at about $310 at gunbroker.com. Here's one for a Thunder. Here's the 22 for $349. Thunder, here's a 380, 329. So the prices are reasonable, guys. You can check out if you want one, head over to GunBroker. And give it a look. I'm still not going to.
The only places you're going to find them right now. I mean, I know our distributors that are out there pretty much. I mean, I guarantee you there's not a Bursa on a distributor shelf right now.
No, but I mean, honestly, GunBroker is the place to find. I've been telling listeners for the last several months, if you want something and you can't find it at your shop, which is highly likely, it's at GunBroker. It's there, dude.
Absolutely.
You can find anything you want. You might pay a little bit more for it, but I'm looking at these prices right now. And this gun is, you know, that some of them have no reserve. Okay, so whatever the bid closes out at, and I'm sure some of them have a buy now. I'm not digging that deep into it right now because I've got other things I want to look at and talk with you about. But nonetheless, it's there. So go look at gunbroker.com. It never costs you a dime unless you buy something, and that's up to you.
Great
resource. Don't shoot the messenger if you do. What's that?
It's a great resource. I mean, I use it all the time for checking pricing on things and availabilities and all kinds of stuff. It's really awesome that we have that at our fingertips.
Bursa Thunder 380, matte gold, 380 ACP, 3.5 inch, 8+1, starting bid, $329, no reserve, buy now available. Golly, what am I going to do during the break? That gun's gorgeous. Okay, now let's. Yeah, that is a good gun. That's a beautiful gun. Yep. Priority mail, $30, no international shipments. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, 3% credit card fee. Seller collects taxes. I mean, look, this is no different than anywhere else. But the gun is cherry, mint condition, absolutely beautiful. From a retailer with an A plus rating over at Gunberg. You can immediate checkout. You can buy right now, or you can decide to bid. Right now, the buy now price is $389. The starting bid is $329. You can buy it now for $389. And look, with the matte gold, that's not bad for that gun.
No. No, absolutely. It's a good deal. It's a good deal. And you can have it in your hands quickly.
You know what I love about those 380s? I just do. I'm a big fan of the Bursa 380. I really, truly am. Mm-hmm. They shoot well. They're accurate as all get out. It feels like a gun in your hand. And the 380 cartridge does not scare me at all. It never has. It's just a neck down nine is all it is.
That's right. And the accuracy is great on them. The reliability is great on them. You know, lifetime warranty. So, I mean, it's a no-brainer.
What's your favorite gun in the list? Before we go to a break, and then I want to come back and talk some current events. I want to talk election with you. I want to find out what you think about things from a gun manufacturer's perspective. I want to get into your head about that. It's a short segment. Time is going to fly. Yeah. But right now, what's your favorite gun in the Bursa lineup? Your personal favorite?
I carry the Bursa BP9, which is the polymer striker fired 9mm, which, you know, it's our only polymer gun right now. It's very small. It's about the same size as the Thunder 380. Just, you know, it's striker fired. And, real slim, holds 8+1, 9mm. Great gun, very accurate, very reliable. It's a pleasure to carry.
Are you talking about the BP, the concealed carry, the BPCC series?
Yeah, the BP9CC.
You know what, guys? Let me tell you this before we go to a break, listeners. The MSRP on that starts at $311 for that gun. Starts at $311. Bursa, super high quality. Hey, we'll be back with Rafael DeValle right after this break. We'll start talking a little bit of current events and see what he thinks about the election. Back after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Hey guys, in a crisis, communication is critical to survival. Without power for your phone and other devices in an emergency, how do you alert emergency responders or call friends and relatives to tell them you're safe or call them to see if they're safe? These are the actual questions that many people had to answer after the destructive derecho storm swept through the Midwest, the derecho storm. And it doesn't take a derecho storm to get there. Snow, ice, wind, earthquakes, fires, everyday accidents, they can knock out power in an instant without any warning. That's why we shouldn't have been surprised when the Extreme Power Bank became our best seller over at Pulse TV for 2020. But even we were in shock to have sold over 15,000 in under 3 days. Our customers couldn't get enough. Good news, our Extreme Power Banks are now back in stock. But if these sell out again, it could be months before we get more in stock. If you're ready to take charge and look out for yourself and your family, visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED. You'll be glad you did.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. You flying your Trump flag at your abode? I hope you are. Mine went up today. In fact, I sit on a corner on a cul-de-sac, and I never get to see the front of my house unless I physically drive around to the front of my house and into the cul-de-sac. Otherwise, I just come down the street because it's at a T intersection. I'm on the corner there. There's a stop sign, and it just at dead ends at my buddy Tony's house or across the street at the stop sign. So I generally just turn right into my driveway and go through my garage. I never see the front of my house unless I drive around the front of my house. But because I'm on the corner, it gives me an opportunity to bang out all three sides with Trump signs and Trump flags. But even better yet, my back deck, Rafael Del Valle from Bursa, everybody gets to see my back deck as they come down the road now with some of the foliage. You got a couple of the trees now are starting to lose just a little bit of leaves, but that cherry tree that I have over there, that cherry blossom, has dropped its leaves already. So on the back deck, boom, you got a Trump flag right in your face, and I love every second of it. I dare somebody to come up on my deck and try to take it. Well, that won't happen in my neighborhood anyway, but the liberals that are around here are pretty passive. You know, they're actually not bad. All right, Rafael. Here we are talking. You know, I'm talking politics now. We're talking a little bit of current events. From a gun manufacturer's perspective, dude, I'd like to know what you think is coming down the pike. And I'm going to ask you for some predictions, too, because predictions are always fun, right? I'll tell you what I think. Okay. Are you afraid? I mean, fearful and not physically afraid of it, but in the sense that there will be violence, because we're seeing the threats right now. I'm looking at insurrection and stuff.
I'm not fearful of it, Mark. I know it's going to happen.
Okay, there you go. And I don't mean fearful like you're not being a fraidy cat because you're like, I'm coward.
No,
oh my God.
I'm not saying, oh, I'm afraid this is going to happen. It's like, oh, I know this is going to happen.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't think anybody that's paying attention to anything right now is unconcerned that there's going to be violence after this election.
So what's your advice to gun owners?
I mean, my advice to is the same as it is all the time to anybody, you know, be prepared, make sure, you know, you're trained and you're ready and you know, who knows what's going to happen? Who knows where you're going to be in any given situation? But, you know, I'm sure you've had this conversation with our favorite training buddy, Rob Pincus. You got to be prepared. You got to be ready and you got to be, you know, trained with what you have and be comfortable with it.
Yeah, I've had the conversation not just with Rob, but with many. And, you know, here's just some good, solid advice for me. If you know this is coming, if you think it's coming, here's what you don't want to do. The best way to win a gunfight is to avoid a gunfight, okay, at all costs. Nobody wants to get into Mortal Kombat, you know, over something so stupid as, you know, you're a communist, you're a capitalist, you know, that kind of stuff. So here's my advice to you. It's probably not a really good idea to go down to the Georgia World Congress Center on election evening, you know, in Atlanta.
Yeah,
it's probably...
I think common sense is our best is the best bet on in any of these situations, right?
It's probably not a good idea to go walk around the Washington Monument, you know, on election eve or election night. You know, the point that I'm trying to make is, you know, don't put yourself in situations that you know could turn deadly very, very quickly, and those things unfold rapidly. Yep. They can unfold extremely fast, and you do not want to be caught inside anything like that. But Rafi, it's discouraging, man. This is America. Have you ever seen anything like this? I mean, I know you haven't. I'm asking, it's kind of a rhetorical question.
Yeah, it's a rhetorical question, right? I mean, I don't think we've ever seen anything like this. The level of division, the level of anger, you know, friends cutting off lifelong friends because they're voting differently and threatening people. And I don't know. It's almost surreal. Is that a good word?
No, I think you're right about that. But I'm going to let me expand on something you said, because it's more than that, I think. You said friends cutting off lifelong friends because they're voting different. I don't think it's the fact that they're voting different. I think what it is social media today has allowed people to get much more vocal and much more angry. It's allowed people's true personas to come out when they can hide. And we begin to see the ugly side of humanity. Let's face it. If you don't believe me, simply I'm talking to you listeners. go get on Twitter and pick a string and start reading. Okay. Yep. You will see vitriol and hatred coming from the woman who might be your next door neighbor that you might open the door for and have no idea that when she gets online, she's a rabid lunatic, hate-filled, rage-filled maniac. And that's, and you know what? Unfortunately, that's people's real personas coming out, bro.
Well, and you know, truth also, you know, a lot of people are at home. They're not getting out, and they're sitting there having their that fuel flamed by either being on a computer, looking at social media all day, or watching, you know, the news on TV all day. And so I think we're just in it's people are just being led down these rabbit holes of hatred and disgust and I just. It's like you said, it's like nothing we've ever seen before.
You know what they're doing? They're day drinking, man. Let's get real. you got a lot of people out there day drinking and getting on Twitter, man. That's a bad combination.
That is a bad combination.
When you see, you know, let me talk about Michael Savage. Talk radio host Michael Savage is catching a ton of flack right now, as I think he should. He made some boneheaded comments about Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh commented a couple days ago talking to his fans about his cancer, the progression of his cancer.
Yep.
And
yep.
Michael Savage came out yesterday and made some what I thought were just reprehensible being in this business.
I didn't see what he said. What did he say?
Oh, he mobbed. I'll have to pull it up for you. You want to stick with me another segment?
Yep. Yeah, sure.
Can you do that after this break at the bottom of the hour? We still got a couple minutes, but I'm going to ask you if you can stay one more segment. Good. You stay with me.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But I'll pull up what Michael Savage had to say about it. And it was, I thought it was reprehensible what he said about Rush Limbaugh. And the fact that he said it made me wonder, is Savage day drinking? You know,
well,
I just didn't make any sense to me. And here, let me give you the quote from Savage.
Ahead.
See if I can find this here. Here it is.
I'll tell you, I'd rather sit on that back deck of yours have day drinking than in front of a computer.
He said, he tweeted this out. Limbaugh's crying about his cancer on air, ! Worst 15 minutes in radio history, ! Spilled a large coffee all over counter and floor. And then in bold letters, capital letters, yelling, I promise my audience this. I will not drag you down with me. Best wishes, Rush, but stop and leave the stage with dignity. Wow, man. I mean, where did that come from? Where did that come from?
That's pretty heavy duty right there.
That's pretty hardcore, and you know, you're talking about a titan on talk radio, and I have nothing disparaging to say. I'll let Michael Savage's words stand for himself. I've been a fan of Savage. I've listened to his show. He gets out there. I mean, Savage goes out there. I'll tell you what Megyn Kelly had to say. I think I speak for pretty much everyone when I say, shut the blank up, you blank blank, okay? You know, but this is what Twitter does, okay? Megyn Kelly and Michael Savage would probably never have had an exchange like that, nor would Michael Savage about Rush Limbaugh had Twitter not been accessible at everybody's fingertips. Look, I lay a lot of blame, a ton of blame, at this accessibility to this ridiculous social media. It's insane. It's insanity. Hey, Rafael DeValle is going to stick with me for one more segment. We'll keep the conversation going. I got some other things I want to talk with him about. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. GunBroker.com studios, the Car Arms Platinum microphone lit up for you, all of it being presented to you by X Insurance. And as I was mentioning before the show really began in the opening of the first segment, I've got some new audio going up for premium subscribers here, where I spent about 30 minutes going over the X product and the differentiating it between individual other competitors, if you will. And I am naming names, and you'll want to hear what I have to say if you're a premium subscriber. If not, you want to hear what I have to say. You can join for $7.95 a month, and the price will never, ever, ever go up, ever. And you get to support Armed American Radio, get some behind the scenes stuff. And I will be talking to one of the agents at X Insurance next week about all of this behind the scenes. And some more after the show stuff coming up as well. We'll go over some of the other partners in just a few minutes. Let's jump back over to Rafael DeValle, who was kind enough from Bursa, by the way. Check out Bursa. And let me tell you something. The 380, the website, well, I'll go over to the website. I pulled it off from gunbroker.com. But the website over there is, what is it, Bursa.com, right?
Yeah, you can go to Bursa.com, or you can go to EagleImportsInc.com.
Eagle Imports.
So you can look at all the Bursas we bring in the other brands that we also import as well.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, some of the best radio is the radio sometimes you never get to hear. And Rafi, you weren't potted in. You didn't get to hear what myself and Greg were talking about during the break. We were talking a little bit about Savage and that quote about Limbaugh. My own personal opinion is that, and I'll just go ahead and say this, but I think if you're, that is something that you would do if you were looking for, because there's that old adage, no publicity is bad publicity, right? Particularly in a business like this. And is it working? It certainly is, because we're talking about it. And that's, I think, what he wanted. So you go out there and you say something about the King Titan himself. And maybe that's a sign that you're maybe not feeling the way your career is going the right way a little bit. And let's just go ahead and do that. And we get bam right back in the news. The next thing you know, you got some heavy hitters tweeting about you and talking about you, even though they're calling you a jerk. You're right smack back in the news. But I understand Michael Savage is going to podcast only on January 1st. So that's interesting. I've never met a nationally syndicated host that aspired to be a podcaster. It's usually the other way around. So anyway,
that's right. You know, creating controversy is not always a bad thing, I guess, in some people's eyes.
Yeah, that's a great point. All right, let's talk a little bit about Joe Biden. I'm gonna pump you now for some. I guess we're gonna ask you for some predictions here. It's always fun to talk about. I've made my predictions very, very clear. In 2016, I closed out my show on Tuesday afternoon at 4:57 p.m. Eastern time with, make sure to get out and vote if you haven't done it already. A lot of Americans are going to wake up tomorrow morning shocked. Trump plus 300 electoral votes. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio. And, of course, Trump won 306 electoral votes. I'm currently calling right now for between 310 and maybe as high as 360 electoral votes. The mainstream media says, you know, that's a crazy prediction. They've all got Biden up. Of course, they all had crooked Hillary up, too. What are your thoughts?
I mean, you know, we've been through this the last time around, and now it's even more hardcore listening to the liberal media. I mean, you know, I think Trump's going to win big time. I really do. I just don't know how anybody can have any confidence in this guy Biden right now. He's just he's tripping all over his words. He's just not, to me, how can you vote for somebody that's obviously not even, I don't believe he's fit for the office by any means.
But they don't care. They don't care. And no, here's why. Because their hatred of Trump overrides everything else.
Correct. Correct. And so, you know, it just depends who you listen to or what you're looking at or what your true feelings are. I mean, here in Columbia, South Carolina, where I live in downtown, it's a very, you know, the university's here, the state capital's here. You drive around my neighborhood, you don't see a Trump sign anywhere. But my thinking is that the three houses that are empty and no signs in front of them, and then you see the one place with a million, you know, Jamie Harrison and Biden, Harris, both things and everything all over the place. And then you see three more houses with nothing. I think all those people are voting for Trump.
Well, you know, it's interesting because now where are you located again? Tell everybody where you're at.
I'm in Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay, Columbia, South Carolina. Here, where I am, just a little bit west of you, okay?
Yeah.
In north of Atlanta, in the northern Atlanta suburbs, there's Trump signs everywhere where I'm at. I've not seen one Biden sign anywhere. Now, let me take that back. I was heading down to a music store to pick up some cables a week ago, maybe Thursday or Friday, and there was a table and a tent up, not a tent, but, you know, one of the outdoor, I guess you call it a tent, and it had it, and it was Biden, and people were running by it, yelling at it, you know, driving by it. When they were stopped, they were arguing with the people outside, you know. You don't see that around here, the very, very, very conservative county, but Trump is everywhere.
Like I said, I feel certain that where I live, number one, University of South Carolina is here, right? So that's immediately you've got that built in. So, and a huge population of people under 30, under 25, a lot of them. And it's a town that's a state capital. So it's chock full of lawyers and all that sort of thing. So I'm sure if I got out of town a little bit, it would change, but it's amazing driving around. And I'm like, how is this even possible? When I know that this isn't the actual, you know, the way it is everywhere. And I have a feeling we're going to see very similar to what we saw last time. That media is going to make all these predictions or not make predictions. They're making statements right now that have no basis. And I think we're going to see a pretty big victory for Trump.
There are some telltale signs, and listeners, I'm telling you this because I want you to feel better. As we get closer and closer and closer, Raphael, as you know this as well too to be the case, but as we get closer and closer and closer to an election, any election, particularly one of this magnitude, this is the most important election since the country's founding, as far as I'm concerned. There are two starkly different directions. One party wants to destroy the America that's been built over the last 200 plus years. The other party is prideful. We're patriots. We stand for the flag. We don't kneel. Okay. We love our guns. We love God. We love our country. We want our kids to grow up in the greatest nation in the world that people are willing to die to come into, not the other way around. And that's the stark difference. I could go on, but you understand where I'm coming from. Suffice to say that because it is the most important election in our lifetime, and because there are people who are not telling people what they think, I look at it in a different way. I'd like to look at this really in simplistic terms. The opponent, Trump's opponent, can't get 50 people to show up at a rally. That tells me something. That tells me that the level of enthusiasm to go see him isn't there. Does that translate to votes? I would think it does. I would think that it does. Okay. To what extent? I don't know. I mean, I don't have to go see a presidential candidate at a rally to know I'm going to go vote for him. But if I were excited about something of this magnitude and my man was going to be in town, I'm going. I'm going to make it a point to go. And patriotic Americans that are supporting Donald Trump are, in fact, doing that. They're doing it by the tens and tens and tens of thousands. And then I go back. Well, yeah. And then, you know, Rafi, I go back to that gut feeling. And I was on the Mike Gallagher show, and he was on my show. We were talking about this. It shot back in January when he was a guest on my show in 2017, right after the election. And he said to me, he said, what made you pick Trump at 300 electoral votes? A remarkable, remarkable deal. I just said, I have more faith in Americans. I have faith right. in Americans that they're not going to want to go down the criminal road with Hillary Rodham Clinton, that they were tired and fed up with it. I feel the same thing in my gut today. Now, again, I could be wrong. But I'm not feeling it. I don't see Pennsylvania. I certainly don't. I don't see Michigan. This governor's got 9 recall efforts against her.
Right.
She's destroyed countless businesses. I don't see Michiganders going, yeah, I want more of that. I think I believe that freedom is going to prevail, and you're going to see people want to just unshackle themselves from this tyranny. Rafi, you're going to stay one more segment, wrap up the program with me, dude. We only got another 14 minutes. You with me?
I'm with you, buddy.
You staying?
I'm here.
He's here. Beautiful. Rafael Del Valle from Burst is going to stick with me. One more segment. He's not going anywhere, and we'll both be right back. Don't go away.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too. Free,
of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show indeed. Let me give a shout out here. You're in the GunBroker.com studios on the EVRE20 Platinum Car Arms microphone with me today. And all of it is being presented to you by X Insurance. Very briefly, X Insurance covers you individually for a policy that you have written specifically for you in the unlikely but God forbid event that you have to use a firearm to defend your life. You're not dealing with a membership benefit program and an unrated third-rate third-party carrier that writes a policy for another company and then brings you in because you join that organization as a member. This is a policy written specifically for you that protects you. The insurance company has your back. It's your policy. Their attorneys, God forbid it ever happens, go to work for you, not outside attorneys or somebody else's legal deals or what. You're not dependent on anybody but them, and they have your back. X Insurance. Make sure to check them out. If you have any questions, marketarmedamericanradio.org. Leadslinger's Whiskey. Don't forget to please all of our great sponsors. These people step out of their way to support Armed American Radio, and we need to go out of the way too. That's how family works. Leadslinger's Whiskey. Put your zip code in and find a distributor with all their fine products. X, just told you about them. MyPillow.com. The promo code is AAR. You guys were stepping up to the plate last week. I see the numbers from them. They send me the numbers every week. It is remarkable. I'm telling you, I've never seen anything like it. The promo code AAR, MyPillow.com. Please support Mike Lindell. He supports us. I know I sound like I'm begging you to do it, but it's just the way this equation works. People hate us. They hate me. They hate him. And we put it right back in their face. You can support the second when you sleep or buy your dog a pet bed or dry off with the towels after a shower. It's that simple. Products you use anyway. GunBroker.com. We talked about that earlier. Please join them. It's free to do so. Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. And, of course, Car Arms.
Come on, it's the Carr Arms Platinum Microphone. Justin joins us every single week in the roundtable. It's awesome. And North American Arms, best minis ever in the world, bar none. I don't know anybody that comes close to that super high quality. And then when you want to talk about coffee, I'm out now. My Trump 2020 mug is out, but it was filled with Defender Coffee Organic Liberty Roast. I drink it all day long. And here's the cool part. No brainer. Drink coffee. My profits go to the Second Amendment Foundation. It's that simple. I don't have to dig in my pockets. Nothing. And by the way, my wife's life member plaque from SAF just showed up yesterday. So the whole family is life members. You can do the same thing. It's only $150 to be a life member. Rafael DeValle, I'm going to make a couple other predictions with you. You ready to rock and roll?
Let's do it, man.
Okay. We were talking about Michigan. We're having faith in our fellow Americans. And I want to make a couple other predictions for you with Michigan, for example. I believe Michigan stays red. And let me read you something real quick from a fan who's watching. There are radio ads. This is from Jim Middaw, who says, or Middaw, Jim, I hope I'm pronouncing your name properly. There are radio ads running in Michigan stating that farmers hate Trump. I drive trucks all over Michigan, and pretty much all I see is Trump signs and semi-trailers with Trump painted on them in farms all over. So, yeah, I think Michigan stays red. Pennsylvania absolutely stays red. That's why Biden's panicking in his quote-unquote home state that he left when he was 8 years old to go to Delaware. Minnesota flips. I believe Minnesota flips to Trump this year. Now, here's where I want to talk about this dynamic in play. Virginia. Let's watch what happened. Virginia went blue at the state level for the first time in 25 years, Rafael, as you know. And the first thing they did was institute an incredibly aggressive package of gun control measures.
Yes.
Northam, Blackface Northam signed every one of them, and they're going to be going after assault weapons bans next. Gun owners in Virginia were so incensed, 99% of the counties, including the governor's own county of Rappahannock, declared themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries and said, we don't feel like playing your game. Sheriffs all over the state said, we're not going to enforce your crap. It ain't going to happen. Virginia goes red Trump, and it goes. And I'm going to go as far as saying it might even go red Trump in double digits. Alan Gottlieb thought I was nuts with that pick, but he said it could be in the high single digits. I'm going Virginia because gun owners are satellite radio moment worded off, and they're not going to take it. What do you think?
You know, I tend to agree with you that I think that maybe people that didn't voice their opinion as much before, but as you and I well know, and I grew up in Virginia. I grew up in Fairfax County, which is nothing like where I grew up now. But it's the rest of the state versus Fairfax County for the most part.
Right. It absolutely is.
Fairfax County, me growing up in the 70s and 80s there, you know, it was a conservative Republican stronghold. And now, I mean, it's unrecognizable now. My poor parents, they're retired government workers and I don't even know how they stand it up there anymore. But, you know, I guess they're comfortable for some reason or another. But I think you're right. I think that people are going to take this seriously, and they've got to defend their state and their rights against the hypocrisy that is Fairfax County.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And as you know, you may not know this, but I also lived in Virginia for many years. I have friends and family there to this day. I graduated from Radford University. I know Virginia very, very well, particularly that southwestern corner of the state. And when you look at the map of Virginia, the whole state is red except for the pocket around Newport News and the Richmond, Fredericksburg area. And then, of course, Fairfax County and then Charlottesville, that one little down there where University of Virginia is. And then little Virginia Tech where Virginia is. The rest of the state is bright red. And those voters are coming out in droves this election because they got so screwed with Northam when they took over. I think that is a dynamic that's in play that the media, mainstream media, they don't even know enough to talk about that like we do. They ignore those things, but that's one of those dynamics in play. So any of you Media Matters folks that are listening, go ahead and write that one up, will you? Go ahead and write that one up because that's going to be a big dynamic in play. I will be shocked if Virginia stays blue based on what happened in their off-year elections the way they have them. That would really shock me. Trump, North Carolina. North Carolina right now, if you believe all the wacko polls that are oversampling, even in oversampled polls, Trump is up by 4 points. He's going to be in North Carolina again tonight. What are your thoughts on South Carolina? Is Lindsey Graham going to pull this out? I've donated to his campaign. What do you think?
I think Lindsey Graham pulls it out, and South Carolina stays the way it always does. It just stays a conservative state. They're wanting us all to believe that Lindsey Graham's right. up against the ropes, but he's not. I believe he comes out with flying colors.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because what you just explained was also the case and still is the case in the great state of Georgia, also a very conservative state. The liberal left has been telling us that Georgia's in play, yet for some reason, Georgia's never in play. And then you've got that wackadoo Stacey Abrams, who still thinks to this day right now, I believe that she's the governor, because she couldn't whip up 55,000 votes that she lost by to somehow convert them into votes for her. And when that didn't work, she just refused to concede. So when they talk about Trump, it's the Democrats that refuse to concede. It's the Democrats that want to kick sand in your face in the sandbox when you get up and to throw a temper tantrum. And that's what's happening around the country. Again, prediction, Georgia, red. Georgia stays red. John Ossoff, that little goofball, just goes off into the distance. And finally, we don't have to see him, hopefully, in Georgia television ads anymore. They're the goofiest things I've ever seen from that guy. Hey, Rafael Del Valle, Bursa, baby. Thank you for being here. Thanks for sticking around an extra half hour. I do appreciate your time, my man.
Yeah, man, I enjoyed it. I hope everybody listening enjoyed it as well. It's always fun to be on.
Always fun to have you on. You will be back again in the near future soon, too. We'll be talking with you after the election. I hear music in the background. That means I got to go. But we're going to do it again tomorrow. So until then, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.